Lenox and Addington County Council will be reducing the speed limit along County Road 9 for a one-year trial period. After much discussion, Council chose this option to avoid removing the trees. The three remaining trees on County Road 5 will be removed due to their condition, while a guardrail will be installed in front of the tree on County Road 41. Council will also address plans in the future for planting new trees in place of those removed. The trees are primarily bur oak and are approximately 250 years old. The lifespan of bur oak trees in Ontario ranges from 200 to 300 years. In preparation for upcoming construction, county staff identified trees located within designated clear zones of the roadways. Residents had previously come forward and asked council to not remove the trees. Director of Infrastructure Services Chris Wagger explained the work staff did.
Staff completed a further review of the trees that were identified within the clear zone on County Road 41 and on County Road 9. Additionally, staff engaged two engineering firms to also complete a safety analysis and look at options to preserve the trees. These reports considered options such as warning signs, regulatory signage, traffic calming, protection barriers, and even roadway realignments. The reports included benefits and concerns as well as potential costs. Staff also included an example of a municipality where they decided to use the lower clear zone, or I guess the lowest clear zone distance of 3 meters in order to preserve the trees along their road. Other than realigning the roadway and or removing the trees on County Road 9, there's no other options that improve safety and reduce liability from the county. As per the Municipal Act, the county has a duty of care to keep the roads in reasonable state of repair. Failure to remove or properly deal with hazards exposes the public to danger and opens the county to legal consequences.
Wagger spoke about staff's original recommendation to remove the trees and more about the county's legal liability.
Staff's recommendation to remove the trees from last month's council is based on engineering standards that are used by municipalities across Ontario and Canada. These guidelines are not legally binding, so council can go outside of them. However, they are used by courts and expert witnesses as evidence of the accepted standards of engineering practice. In short, municipality can deviate from TAC, but they need like a reason for the deviation, and it needs to be well documented and supported by engineering rationale. Courts will look at whether the municipality acted reasonably, whether the design reflected engineering standards, and whether the risks were foreseeable, and whether the municipality has a rational base for the design decision.
Councillor Brian Calver noted the importance of looking into other options.
I've kicked this around 85 ways from Sunday. I understand the distances, I get that. But I can't see why we can't try something before we bring out the chainsaws.
Councillor Terry Richardson spoke about looking into other options as well.
I think there are other options with respect to the signage that I think we could take a look at and at least on a trial basis to examine. My personal opinion is that I don't think we've done enough, and I do think that there are other options that would reduce liability and increase safety.
Deputy Warden Tony Fritz spoke about the effectiveness of reducing speed limits.
It's a very sensitive subject because there's no one in the room that doesn't want to preserve trees. But it's the habits of drivers that I see every day where they don't believe in anything on the road, essentially. Double lines, they'll pass anywhere, pass on hills, do this, do that. Like, driver behavior today is just not obedient in terms of speed limits, where you can pass or what you can do. So I do struggle with believing that we're begging them to slow down through signage, so to speak, but I very much struggle believing that they would actually comply with that and that it will solve the problem.
Wagger noted the differences between installing stop signs or reducing the speed limit.
Using a stop sign does not remove any liability whatsoever, or in my opinion, really improve safety at that location. Reducing the speed limit, like say posting it at a 40 kilometer an hour or 50 kilometer an hour, that is a regulatory sign that is used to control speed, and that would not remove any liability. It would marginally improve safety because some traffic would slow down. But it's still, that hazard still exists within the clear zone. But reducing the speed limit, in my opinion, it still has a minor improvements, but the liability risks are still there with the municipality as far as insurance implications. But there is a marginal increase in safety with the reduction of reduced speed.
Wagger spoke about motorists not following speed limits.
We collect data on our roads, and design speed, or the clear zone distance, is defined by the operating speed, which is the 85th percentile of traffic. And we take that, even at a posted 50, the design speed might come in around 70 if people aren't really slowing down. Those trees are still within that clear zone with that distance and still have the hazard. An argument could be made that should there an incident occur, that council's not liable, the county may still be liable, but staff and council wouldn't be liable because they made an engineering decision and there was a rationale to lower speed there. But again, you're looking at that grove of trees is the real issue and problem because they are so close to the road. There's still a huge risk there.
Wagger explained it might be difficult to find the correct speed limit.
According to the TAC manual, the operating speed would have to be less than 50 kilometers an hour to remove the trees from liability that are 3 meters and greater. Any tree that is 3 meters or less, which is that 7 of the 9 trees in the grove, we're not removing any liability from the municipality, regardless of speed. Typically, what we see in our roads is if you post a speed at 80, people are driving 15 to 20 kilometers above that. If you post the speed at 60, people are driving 10 to 15 kilometers above that, except in your urban, higher urban areas. Out there, again, people drive what they're what the feel of the road is and what they're expected to drive. You could post that at 30 and still have speeds of 70. The clear zone calculation and liability is then calculated by the actual speeds, and I just don't think they would come down low enough regardless of whatever we post out there.
Wagger spoke about speed enforcement and the work staff would do to implement the speed reduction.
We would notify the OPP that there's new signage going in. We'd change our bylaw. We work with the OPP and at our TAC. They would assign officers because it's a newly created zone. So I would expect increased enforcement. That said, enforcement is only available on the available officers that are in the area. The location of that, it's tough to get out there and then respond to other calls and other needed areas. So I do expect increased enforcement, and I can see increased enforcement. I would caution that it's not going to be the enforcement that the public would be looking for, and complaints and wanting enforcement would increase.
Calver spoke about putting a guardrail in front of the tree on County Road 41.
Yeah, I've been out there, I've looked at it, and I fully believe it can be saved by throwing a guardrail up there for that one. You know, the 1.5 meter protection zone's there for the guardrail. I don't see why there can't be a guardrail put up to protect that tree. They did cut one of the other trees down recently, about the same size and shape, that had some issues, but that tree is, in my opinion, is 100% healthy and worth looking after.
Wagger spoke about why they chose to remove the trees on County Road 5.
They are very similar to the grove of trees on County Road 9. In fact, I think the one is even closer than most of them. So it's just these three trees that we're recommending removal of. Should there be any wet condition or a driver not paying attention or any incidents on the road, these trees are right in your line of sight and again are a safety hazard due to the proximity and within the clear zone.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.